There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. As I said, I'm the only person I know who keeps going around saying Happy New Year to everybody. I mean, I just think that there's something so exhilarating. I mean, it's both exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time, right? Because it just goes so fast.
Yeah.
And realizing, you know, like in the old movies, they used to show the pages of the calendar sort of rippling by like somebody was shuffling a deck.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that that's really cool, except it's your life. and when they get to the end of the deck, so do you.
Yeah.
But there is something about a brand new year and sort of starting, you know, with a new calendar and...
It's already seemingly going very fast already. I mean,
it is.
Hardly, we're already, this is the fifth day of the year already.
I know. and because the New Year's Eve was, a Wednesday night, it seemed like we got like four Sundays last week, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Except I have to tell you that Bob SpongePants, which I have never quite understood exactly.
SquarePants.
See, I screw it up every time. I don't quite get it, as you can see. But there's a new movie coming out next month, and so today they've determined that today is the worst Monday of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody sent me some. I think it's Paramount is doing it, and so they sent me this this email that said, "Here, let's see if I can find it." Just because it was sort of cool. And January 5th, 2015, declared the day of positivity. I can't even say it. in celebration of the upcoming the SpongeBob movie.
Okay,
Sponge Out of Water movie. Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies declare January 5th the day of positivity, turning the worst Monday of the year, the first one after the holidays, into the best Monday ever. Did you know this was the worst Monday of the year?
Really?
I don't think it's the worst Monday of the year.
It's the first Monday of the year.
Yeah,
so
I don't think.
Why is everybody so up in arms?
Well, because it's the first Monday after a holiday. But I mean, there's always the first Monday after the holiday, though.
Yeah.
Come on, gang, let's get with the program here. But I think this was. Can you just imagine the meeting in which they decided to do that? Okay, guys, you know, how are we going to publicize this movie? You know, he's a character that Joy can't even pronounce correctly. And, you know, and it's a movie, and there have been all these animation movies that are doing really well. And so I know what let's do. Let's make it the worst Monday. And the guy's saying, well, you know, let's put this off because, you know, till after the holidays. And they'll say, no, because then we're putting everything off till that Monday, and that'll be the worst Monday of the year. And someone went, wait a minute. That's it. Right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can just see it. You can just sort of trace it backwards. So I don't think it's the worst Monday of the year.
No, it's fine.
But it did seem like we had four Sundays last week.
Yeah.
That was, which is kind of cool because New Year's Day always feels like Sunday, right? Because you've been out the night before, it feels like the ultimate Saturday night.
Yep.
So you've got Thursday was Sunday. Then Friday was just out of whack. So that was a Sunday. And you have Saturday, which was kind of Sunday-esque because the day before you didn't work either. And then you have Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's four Sundays.
Well, and as for, you know, a sports nut like me, Saturday kind of felt like Sunday because there was football.
Oh, there was football on,
yeah.
So then do we think the Broncos are going to make it to the Super Bowl?
I think they've got a pretty decent shot. I think
I
think New England's going to be kind of a favorite in the AFC, and Seattle looks good, too. But Denver's got a pretty good shot.
All right.
Well, as long as you got Peyton Manning, I think you got a pretty good shot.
That's it. Yeah, well, and, you know, living in New York, when Eli spanked Peyton, that helped. But that was, you know, far, far in the distant past. That was Y2K or something.
Yeah.
When baby brothers smacked Peyton around. But not this year. Not this year. This year we're just pretending that we don't know anything about football, that we've become a soccer city. All of our teams are just awful. So what can I tell you? All right. So I thought what we would do. because you know we were talking about the car that drives itself, which looks like it's getting closer and closer. I was saying at the electronics show in Las Vegas, apparently one of the processing companies has now saying that they're going to get into the self-driving or the what's it called, auto-driving car. What I'm trying to remember exactly what they called it. But the idea being that a car, which I think would be great. I mean, think about it, it'd cut down on presumably car accidents, because you could only go a certain speed. It would certainly, and both young people couldn't, you could only, I mean, it just seems like a kind of a cool idea. Save on gas consumption.
It would stop drunk driving. It would cut down.
Stop drunk driving, yeah. And old people and young people who are the real problems for driving, because young kids drive too fast and have no experience, and old people can't see over the steering wheel. My mother, I was so glad when she finally stopped driving. We called her Crash. She kept going down the wrong one-way streets the wrong way. My mother was, she's a lovely woman, terrible driver, has always been a terrible driver. But so that, but I mean, and as the population gets older, I think the idea of just being able to get into a car, plus changing lanes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always some yahoo down here. I mean, you use your horn all the, you know, all the time. It's just, any rate. Yeah. So that's kind of one of the ideas of the future, and it doesn't seem so far off.
Right. Yeah. It seems like it's relative.
I mean, they're talking. Yeah, like 5 or 10 years, maybe?
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty fun.
I was also listening to something over the weekend that was talking, I suppose because it's, again, at the beginning of a new year, was talking about the fact that if you can stay alive right now, if you're alive right now, supposedly if you were born, I think, last year, that your average life expectancy is supposed to be 125 if you were born last year.
Really?
Yeah. And the idea being that if you can stay alive, if you can stay healthy long enough, stay alive long enough, there will very likely be technology that will let you live, if not forever, for a very long time. I don't know how I feel about that. Would you want to live forever? Let's put that up on Facebook. Would you want to live forever if you could?
Okay.
Why or why not? You can't just say yes or no.
Right.
Because that's really boring. But I mean, I don't know. And let's put up, would you want to live forever, and how long would you live? We're up to you. How long would you like to live? Let's put that up.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Because forever, I mean, the idea being, if you were the only person that you knew, you know, if everybody else had kind of popped off, you know, it's not like meeting new people isn't fun, but like not knowing anybody. And like in Interstellar, and there have been a couple of movies where, and I guess Gravity, where you come back and your daughter is like your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That would be a little disconcerting.
Yeah, it would be. Well, it's kind of like the whole thing with, you know, they talk about time travel and stuff.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's just, you know, you're going to the future and you haven't aged and you got, you know, you run into your grandchild who's
older than you. Yeah.
Who's a grandparent in their own right.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and I have already experienced that. It's amazing. I'm 3 years younger than she is. You know, it's just, and you know, time travel just works really well. All right, so we're asking people what kind of technology they dream of. Do you have any particular technological sort of cool thing that is sort of makes you smile?
Well, I've always liked the idea, and I don't know how, you know, how close we are to actually getting it, but the idea of a flying car has always been fascinating to me. Now, I don't know how exactly it would do well if it actually came into fruition, but
no, you're talking about a car that is like a plane that you could actually, or like, you know, some of the sci-fi movies where they're, instead of being on a road, that they're sort of flying around buildings.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because I was just watching, I think it was Back to the Future 2 that came on TV the other day, and I was watching it for a little bit, and I've seen the movie a million times, but you know, they go into the future and they, you know, where you get the start of the movie and Doc Brown's just like, you know, where we're going, we don't need roads. And then they go into the future and they're actually like on a flying, on like an air freeway.
Yeah. You know, I wonder how much of, because I know my daughter was very much influenced by Star Trek IV about marine biology. I wonder how much our perceptions of the future are really influenced by movies and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. I suppose Jules Verne and 40,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Captain Nemo. You know, I was just thinking, you know, the Dick Tracy had a watch, you know, that he could talk into, right? Mm-hmm. And Maxwell Smart had a shoe he could talk into. All right, so call me and tell me what your future fantasies are. Necessarily technology or not. 855-TE-855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If you'd like to start your new year off with me, all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. This seemed, this New Year's in particular seemed a little less, in fact, this holiday season in general seemed a little less festive than usual. A lot of people were commenting on it. Although apparently the internet was the huge winner in terms of sales, apparently. That people spent, I think internet sales were up like 20% or something. Yeah, and I don't know about your part of the country, but every place has got sales. They've been sending me sales stuff for like weeks. there's no such thing as after Christmas sales. They just started. I mean, everything's always on sale.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite four letter words, so it's okay with me.
Works for
me. All right. Yeah. Yay. Okay. So technology and people's. Mine's kind of like yours, except rather than being in a car that flies, I'd like to be able to somehow fly. You know, one of those little things that you stand on and that you could just sort of fly around.
Okay.
I know you get bugs in your teeth, but you could sort of overcome that at some point.
Kind of like a flying moped or something like that, or like a.
Well, no, not necessarily that you would not necessarily pedal it, but the idea being like you were standing up on, you know, like you just go straight up. I'm trying to think where I've seen them. Wasn't there a military thing or something that you can fly that you just sort of you strapped it on and you went straight up and then you could maneuver it around?
Not sure.
Speaking of which, I went to Radio Shack and looked at the drones. Mm-hmm. I'm really tempted. I mean, they sell them for like $100. I mean, they're obviously not military grade drones, mm-hmm. but I mean, there's something about flying those that just seems really appealing. You know, buzzing
so
people.
Just $100.
Yeah, the one they had at Radio Shack.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it was like a little helicopter. I get it's a drone, and it does with battery powered, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like radio waves. So.
Cool.
I may have to get one of those, although I'm dangerous enough with a water pistol, so I don't know. Maybe I could get one that shoots water at somebody. That would be great. And I saw a picture. You know, they have these things that they're like a surfboard, and then you hold on to like a parachute canopy. Mm-hmm. So as you're going along the waves, and if you get some momentum going, the wind will pick you up, and so it'll bounce you around. And I saw somebody that actually had one that didn't have a surfboard and didn't. It's like parasailing, except it was all combined. I don't know. I have to find out about it because I've done parasailing, mm-hmm. which is really fun. It's vaguely dangerous, but it's really fun. But the idea of just being able to fly, of just being able to sort of strap something on and sort of go any place you want,
yeah,
sort of appeals to me. All right, so let's hear what other people's technological fantasies are.
Let's start with Debbie. Debbie says, this is actually kind of funny, she says, my dream is for the current technology to be more reliable, dependable, and robust.
Oh, yes. How about being able to actually hear on your phone?
Right.
Yes, cell phones are great unless you actually want to hear a conversation, and then you are just completely out of luck. Somebody's going to invent a cell phone that you can actually hear on. I mean, all the rest of it is great. I mean, you can email, and you can play games, and you can watch movies. You just cannot hear a phone conversation.
Right, exactly.
But if somebody can actually figure out how to do that, they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, she goes on to say, I wish for all the restarts, reboots, hangs, and disconnects to be non-existent.
Yeah, babes, it would seem, you know, when you think about it, cell phones have been around now for what, sort of ubiquitous for maybe what, 12, 13 years, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer than that. And you'd think in that period of time, I mean, they're certainly getting smaller. The cameras are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the games are great. The speeds are great. Memory's not so great, but you still cannot hear.
Yeah.
And you'd think somebody would, I mean, instead of trying to get the latest, cutest, greenest case, that they would figure out how to actually make it so you could hear.
Yeah. The basic function of a phone is like the one thing that
it doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elude everybody.
Yeah,
and it's not clear why.
Yeah, I don't know, and because my cell phone provider is Sprint, and we got an email last summer about how it was like a new improved mobile network type of thing going on.
Yeah,
and I'm
thinking,
okay, well that means we're gonna have
you'll be actually here. So
yeah,
no.
Less drop calls and everything, and it's kind of been the same.
No,
mine's
Verizon, and I think it's the best of the group, but it's still lousy.
Yeah.
And it gets more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we should get somebody from Apple, to say, and it's broken, let's fix it. That your whole damn phone doesn't work, and how come you keep getting bigger or smarter or, with a retina scan, but you can't make your damn phone work? How come?
Right.
I mean, presumably somebody's figured that out. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, if we can put people on the moon, she said, and we can make all these. I mean, if you can get a retina scan on your phone, why can't you get a phone call on your phone?
Right.
All right, I'm whining. But I agree with Debbie. She's absolutely right. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, Margaret says she actually has two different things. One, she says is from her fiance. Her fiance says teleportation.
Yep.
Yeah, and then she herself says some way to repair damaged nerves, and if not, a light. Strong exoskeleton that would be that would restore my strength and endurance.
Honey, they're really beginning both of those areas. You should do a little bit of internet search. As I said, I was at a Wounded Warriors event. I guess was it November or something like that, and there was a woman who had it. It was I don't know what you mean by heavy or light, but she was wounded in Iraq. And had an exoskeleton that allowed her to walk. And it was extraordinary. She was not a young woman, and they said that she would never walk again, and she was walking. I mean, it looks like almost like, what was it, Tom Cruise and or Matt Damon with that exoskeleton kind of thing, or Gladiator. But it was hers. She actually owned it. I think the VA bought it for her. Mm-hmm. So... I mean, we're really right there. There may not be incredibly available yet, and they're probably a little bit expensive. But there's, and in terms of, the assumption has always been that nerves would not regenerate. But they seem to, with stem cells, apparently they're doing it. So we're right there at the cusp. Although, who knows? Because I can remember when I was in medical school, which was a while ago. We were saying we're right at the cusp of understanding how the brain works, and we're not. it's just so complex. And whenever we think that we've opened a door, it turns out we run into 14 more doors. But we're getting. I mean, look, there's progress, and so all right. But good points, and extraordinary things going on to the extent that like people can send through the exoskeleton, they can send brain waves. To tell their non-existent arm to work. I mean, it's just, it really is like science fiction. But do a little bit of Google search. Go to, just Google, I think, exoskeleton is the way to start it, because it's extraordinary stuff. Maybe we should do something on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. That might be a fun thing to do. Maybe do a little research on that. 855-99-DR-JOY. Tell me what's going on in your life, real or imagined. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lock sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is an honor. This has been a long-time issue for me, probably since I was in grade 9, so what are you, 13? My dad had an affair on my mom. It was my mom's best friend. And my question is, after all these years, how do I finally just let it go?
How did you find out about it?
I found out about it. I'll give you a really quick background. I grew up in a small town. Everyone's friends with everyone. My parents had this great group of friends. They hung out all the time.
You're still not telling me how you found out about it.
Okay, I found out about it through my dad. He told me.
Your dad told you had an affair?
He didn't tell me he had the affair. I found out about the affair through my... yes, I did find out about the affair through my dad. I'm trying to go back in years. But yes,
what did he say?
He didn't tell me at first. He just told me that him and my mom had been fighting. and that they were going to separate for a little while, but he thought he'd be back by Christmas. This was in October.
And this was when you were like 12.
Yeah. And then as the time went on, he wanted me to come over to his house, and eventually it came out that he had started being with this woman who was one of my mom's best friends.
Well, but it's still unclear. I mean, did he, was he having the affair when he was living with your mom, or was it kind
yes.
of a Russ,
yes.
Ross and Rachel kind of thing where they were on a break?
No.
Did
it had been going on for a year.
Did your parents get back together?
No. They both remarried.
So why, let me just ask you kind of a rude question.
Sure.
Look, as a psychologist, I know when you're a young woman and your dad leaves your mom, it doesn't feel like he's leaving her. It feels like he's leaving you. But as an adult, what does this have to do with you?
It begs me that he did this.
Well, yeah, I get that, but it's still, I mean, that's kind of like when you sort of were ugly to one of your girlfriends and said that she was a poopy face. Your father may have thought that was really rude, especially if the daughter was a friend of a business associate or something, but it's still your business, not his. It really doesn't have much to do with him.
I understand what you're saying now. I guess it's because it doesn't have anything to do with me, but I feel like you did this to my mom, and...
But Tracy, that's between the two of them. It has nothing to do with you. And that's what I'm trying to help you understand. You're in an area that is just replete with landmines that do I think it's, you know me, do I think affairs okay? They are not. They are really not only a betrayal of the person on whom you cheat, it's a betrayal of yourself. You said you wouldn't do things like that. Do marriages fall apart? You're old enough and wise enough at this moment to understand they do. Is this an okay way to act? It's not. If you need to sort of understand that your father is not, was not maybe the paragon you hoped he was or pretended he was, that he was not a superhero, I mean, you're a grown-up woman. I don't know what it is that you hope to get at this moment from your father. Going to your father and saying, explain why you had an affair, he's going to do one of several things. He's going to say, your mom and I had not had sex for a long time, which is more information that you want or need.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Yeah. If he says, this woman seduced me, if he said I was drunk, I mean, there's nothing he's going to be able to say that's going to make you feel okay about him. Part of what you get to accept at your, advanced years of whatever you are, is understand that mom and dad were Harold and Maude underneath all this and were subject to the same kind of frailties that the rest of us are. I just think it has nothing to do with you. And
okay.
If you want to deal with it in therapy about can I trust men, and if that's what's coming out, that's one thing. But I think going to your dad at this moment and saying, okay, explain to me why you did this, is not going to help your relationship with your dad at all, and it's not going to give you any really usable information.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at. I'm happily married, two kids. My life is great. I can't complain that way. My mom's remarried. She seems happy, although I know underlying she's still bitter. And my dad has remarried. And I do have a great relationship with my dad, but there's always that little nagging feeling in the back of me of, why did you do this?
Well,
so
I mean,
you're right.
You have my permission, if you want to say, Dad, I love you dearly. Can you explain to me why? But he's going to do one of several things, none of which I think are going to make you happy. He's
yeah.
either going to tell you it's none of your business, which is going to make you hurt, or he's going to tell you, which is going to make you squeamish. So at this moment, maybe what you can decide is your dad is not a perfect person. I have no objection to you asking, but you have to be willing to listen to whatever he says, and that may not be real comfortable for you.
Yeah, I don't really think I'm at the point of... Yeah, I think it would upset me more if he said,
yeah.
your mom did this or your mom
Yeah, exactly.
did that.
There's no information that's going to make you feel okay.
So I just suck it up to he made a mistake. And
what you do is decide people are not perfect, and that you learned about fidelity from this, that there are things your kids are going to learn from you by you doing the wrong thing. I mean, we're not perfect people. I'll tell you what, remind yourself of something that you did. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell your husband, you certainly don't have to tell your kids, you don't have to tell your dad or your mom. Remind yourself of one thing that you've done in your past that was really stupid, was not ethical, was not who your higher self is. And then you'll remind yourself that, we're not perfect people. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
I just don't think there's anything profitable here. I don't have any objection to you asking, but I don't think you're going to like any of the answers that are
possible. No, and I wasn't really looking to ask him. I just don't understand why.
But it could either be because he and your mom weren't sexual, because he was looking for a way. Did he marry this woman?
Yes, he did. And ironic goes around, comes around, she ended up cheating on him.
Okay.
And I mean, see, my mom and dad were high school sweethearts. They were together
They've been together a long time. He was curious about sex.
I think that's what
your mom
was.
Wasn't paying much attention to him. She was focused on the kids. This woman paid attention to him. I mean, who cares? It was it was a weakness on his part. He shouldn't have done it. I'm sure he regrets it on some level.
Yeah. So the way I get over it is just say he's not perfect.
Yeah, and remind yourself of something you've done that you really wish you hadn't done.
Okay.
Because it'll
remind you
you're not perfect. You're welcome. You know, that our parents or other, you know, basically our parents, let's stay on that for a moment, can be role models in one of two ways, right? They can be exactly who we want to be, and we're going to emulate them, and we're going to try very hard to lead the same kind of lives by behaving in the same way that they behaved and hope that it will turn out as well as from our perspective it appears. Or our parents can be role models, and this is a way not to do it. And the same parent can be both. I mean, you can look at your dad and say, wow, he really was a hard worker, and he went to work every day. And you can also say, and my dad had a problem with gambling. And so even though he went to work every day, the family suffered because we couldn't count on his paycheck coming home if there were horses running at the racetrack. So the same person can be both a positive and it's not negative as much as that if I'll do something different than they did and it will turn out differently and my life will work better. And, you know, one of the things that happens as we become adults is we move away from that childhood really reverence we have for our parents is that they are the sun and the moon, that they are truly godlike in our lives. They are the ones who gave us birth. They are the ones who feed us. They are the ones who tell us what to do. They are the ones who protect us. And then adolescence happens where they are the idiots, that they don't know anything, that they live completely wrong-headed lives, that they do stupid things, that whatever during our adolescence we decide our parents are just completely wrong-headed. And hopefully at some point during our adulthood, we find the balance. And we find it before we start emulating them, either the good or the bad news, because I think an awful lot of us have thought, oh my gosh, I've just become... I've told the story before when I had roomed with... I always had a roommate because I was from a large family. And my sister and I did not get along very well. And every once in a while, though, through whatever it was, we would sort of do our little pillow talk at night, and we would find some level of intimacy with one another and caring about one another, which was not very much in evidence in our lives. And inevitably, we would hear the voice from downstairs screaming, "If I hear one more sound up there, I'm coming up and you'll be sorry." And I remember even as a very young child thinking, oh, you guys don't get it. You know, we're finally trying to relate to each other as sisters, and you're trying to shush us. I didn't even have to wait till I was an adult. I was about 12 years old and was babysitting and heard the kids whispering upstairs and heard out of my little squeaky mouth saying, "You guys are supposed to be asleep. If I have to come up there, you're going to be sorry." And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, you know, it wasn't like it was years ago when I'd forgotten, you know, the amnesia of childhood. I mean, I was like 12 years old, and this had happened when I was maybe 9 years old or maybe, you know, 3 days before. So the part of what we do as adults is understand who we are and what choices we can make. And the fact that we learned a certain behavior doesn't mean that we can't unlearn it. Doesn't mean that we can't readjust and reformulate and kind of, to use our metaphor, reboot. 855-99 Dr. Joy. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. And the movies for the year are up to date. I guess we'll put up what your favorite movies, maybe about the middle of the month, because a couple of the ones that are up there don't open until I think about the middle of January, about I think the 16th. So we'll put it up maybe toward the end of January, just so, because I don't want you guys to be unduly influenced by movies you haven't seen. Yeah, just, well, Joy said I'd hate this. No. 855-99-37569. All right, we're talking about technological fantasies, things that that you can kind of conceptualize for the future that might be kind of fun. So we've talked about
cars. That's what basically triggered the whole discussion, is that it looks like we're a lot closer to sort of what they call them, self-driving cars. Is that what they're called?
Something like that, yeah.
We could call them automobiles. Get them?
Yeah.
AAMs. all right. We'll call them AAMs from now on. So, all right. So, in the meantime, give me some other things that people are talking about.
Okay, well, we'll go to Dana. Dana says, an affordable central home air filtration system that removes dust and pet dander from the air effectively. So my mom, who's allergic, doesn't have to stay at a hotel when she visits. We can all hang out at home together happily. So there you go.
Doesn't Sharper Image have something like that?
They might. I mean, I know there's always those air filters that you know, that you can kind of plug in, but I think that's just kind of to get rid of just like dirt or odors in the air.
Well, you should really do a little investigation, because I know that in the past there have been sponsors who've had that kind of product that take up pet dander out of the air. I'm trying to find one because there's somebody who's now in my building who's somehow has become a terrific cigarette smoker, and literally there is smoke in my apartment sometimes from their cigarettes, and I have to figure out, because it's awful. I mean, if you don't like cigarette smoke and it's in your apartment and you don't smoke, so I have to do some. I'll do some investigation on that, but I think there is something. Check Sharper Image may be one of the places to check, because I know they have sort of gadgets like that, but that's certainly one of the places I'd start.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of the technology is a lot closer than we think, except the cell phones. That one's just beyond the horizon.
let's go to Annabella. She says, time travel, don't I wish? So, yeah, I think we kind of touched on the time travel.
Well, the question is, where would you go? Would you go forward or back?
Yeah, I'd probably go back.
Where would you go if you could visit any time?
Probably sometime in the 70s or the 80s.
I mean,
I was born in 84, so I guess for me, if I could go back to 1984 just to kind of see firsthand how things were, during the year that I was born, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something we should put on Facebook as well. If you could time travel, where would you go back to?
Mm-hmm.
Or where would you go to and why?
Yeah. I'll throw that up.
See, I would do something. I'd probably... I mean, I'd love to go to Tsarist Russia, but I think I'd like to be a czar, not a peasant. I'd love to go back to ancient Greece.
Yeah.
That period of time has always fascinated me, but I certainly want to be a man there, and certainly the ruling class. I mean, the idea is that going back in history, peasants have never had a good time. Peasants are probably having a better time now than they've ever had, but I don't know. And having Mount Vesuvius sort of erupt on you seems a little upsetting.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike. Mike actually kind of, this can kind of piggyback off what we were just talking about with time traveling. Mike says, a machine to send Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian back. He says back in the future, so I don't know if that means send them to the future or send them back to the past.
Any place but now.
Yeah. That's the gist of it.
Any
place
but
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christine says, none. I wish we could go back to simpler times when kids went outside happily and played.
Send your kids out. I mean, I think that's a parental issue.
Yeah.
Can I look, even back in the dark ages when I was a kid, kids I would see them and read. We didn't have a television until there were other people had televisions. We just didn't. And so I would see them and read. My mother said, go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that kids have always, it's one of those interesting things that that I think you went out to play if there's somebody to play with.
Yeah.
And who wasn't your brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
That I can remember, at one point we lived in Pennsylvania for a short period of time, and there was a woods nearby my house, and there was a rope swing that went out over the creek, and you could drop down into it. And I remember just disappearing for hours, and my parents could never find me. And so, but that's because there were a lot of kids in the neighborhood about my age, and we all did the same kind of stuff. But I remember as, like
maybe an 8-year-old or something, my mother saying, you have to go out and play. And I'd say, but Mom, I want to read.
Yeah.
So I think that's parenting, that you send your kids out because it's healthy for them to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even if they take their book outside to read or whatever. But, I think that's a parenting issue.
Let's go to Gail. Gail just says simply teleportation. I think we had one earlier that.
I think all of us like the idea, of being able to move around at a whim that was safe and probably relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Carol says.
Now wait a minute. They're not talking about like wiggling their nose, are they? Though I mean, like bewitched.
Like bewitched.
Yeah. Darren. Remember, they had two different men whose name were both Darren, who played the actor.
Yeah. let's go.
I assume we're not talking about wiggling our nose.
Yeah, I would think we're probably talking about some kind of exo.
Yeah. Although not necessarily beam me up, Scotty. I suppose it could be that.
Yeah,
it could be. Folks, you have to be more specific when you're giving me these terms, because you know I want to know.
Yeah. Let's go to Carol. Carol says, instead of planes, I want to be beamed over, like what we just talked about.
Scotty, there we are. Yeah. Well, and you wouldn't have to worry about your luggage. Although, I don't know, could you take your luggage with you? I suppose you could sort of have them, that Scotty could beam up your luggage as well.
Yeah.
Or you could FedEx it if you had to.
Bonnie says, and this is the kind of, I like how these ideas are kind of segueing into each other. Bonnie says, a food replicator like in Star Trek. I hate cooking, especially the cleanup. So... That's,
and they're tubes of stuff, yeah. Well, they've been talking about, since really the space program, which is what would decide today in 1972 or something, that Nixon decided the space shuttle. But the idea that there was, I mean, remember Tang was from, were you too young to know about Tang? I don't think Tang even exists anymore.
I remember Tang. I was a little kid, though.
But you know where that came from?
That I don't know.
Space program.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, that reconstitute. All right. Stay tuned. We'd love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.